Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Shh! Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves.
My name is Stefania. I'm the front woman, front person of Shrink the Giant. I'm here with my two brothers that I forced to be in the band with me many years ago. And we're missing our drummer, Alec, and our guitarist, Morgan. We're Shrink the Giant.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I swallowed some water right before we started.
Perfect timing.
Get it out, yeah.
All right, I guess I'll go. I'm John Christian. Wait, why do I have to speak
you
like
don't
that?
Have okay.
Nobody can see me.
You could speak like however you want.
That's true, I guess. Yeah. I'm John Christian. I'm Stefania's brother. I'm the bassist and the keyboarder. The keyboarder. I've never said it like that. That's cool.
That's
like
gonna,
I'm skateboarding.
Yeah, we're going to call you that from now on.
Yeah. Yeah, we can make keyboarder videos for the internet.
Yeah.
Did so we just come up with a genius content idea?
We did. It's also genius merch. It's like the little finger skateboards, uh-huh. But it's a keyboard.
All right.
The keyboarder.
Okay, I can see it.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah, we should definitely do skateboard videos, but where you're on a keyboard. Just use AI.
No.
Not AI, but...
No AI. Okay, introduce yourself.
I'm Sebastian. I'm the youngest brother of... the three bar siblings. I am not the keyboarder. I am the I play whatever the song needs. It depends. I do play the violin, but often the guitar.
Sebastian's the Johnny Greenwood of Shrink the Giant. We just put him on whatever instrument auxiliary
things, percussion or
and vocals
or melodic, what have
you. Yeah, he sings a lot of vocals
and
he
vocals.
Sings lead sometimes too. Shrink the Giant always falls under some alternative umbrella, I would say. Indie alternative rock, indie pop, something like that. Our influences are really broad and diverse, and I would say our music tends to match the diversity of our influences. It's very eclectic. We have a lot of rock influences. We grew up listening to Beatles and Bowie and a lot of 80s alternative stuff. We love Radiohead. I love Jack White. He's my guy. But you know, Alec, our drummer, he listens to a lot of like Norse metal and
even
Morgan.
Made a whole Norse album.
Yeah, he made a Norse metal album.
But the point
is, and he performed
is...
with Heilung. And Morgan loves the microphones and all sorts of indie acts of like the 90s. So yeah, we're an alternative rock band, but
our influences aren't necessarily the things we sound like. We often say that you should listen to slightly weirder music than you create.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Hayley Williams and Saint Vincent are two of my biggest influences. Somewhere within all of that, you're going to find Shrink the Giant. But ultimately, it's kind of an experiment of curiosity. So I think there's a lot to be discovered. If you don't like one song, maybe listen to the next, because it's stylistically probably going to be very different.
I think the thing that you should do when you're making music is always push something forward in the musical world. I don't think any of us want to just repeat what's been done before, but mm-hmm. I think we also want to pay tribute to the music of the past in a way and build off of. We're not an experimental band. We're not doing something that's so far out that you've never heard anything like it before, but we also want to make something that does feel fresh and new.
Yeah, I would quote Sean Penn in his acting, and I think this applies to everything we do creatively. It's the uncommon thought on the common matter.
Ultimately, we make the music that we want to hear. If the music that we wanted was already out there, we would be probably doing something else. And we'd probably want something else and then make something else.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like this band it's an amazing vehicle for us to explore curiosity. We're all very curious people by nature. I would say, yeah, we're a band by the nerds, for the nerds, you know? We go on such deep dives into the most random topics you would ever imagine, and just in our personal lives. And I think music is such an incredible language tool. It's a vehicle for connection, ultimately, with our audience, people who are curious, just like us, people who want to explore new ideas and, connect over the exploration of something new. But yeah, I think Shrink the Giant is an opportunity for all of us to like ask questions, and that's how we collaborate. It's like a very curious process, don't you think?
Yeah, I think for me, it's just like a process of we've grown up around music. We've grown up learning music. I mean, we took classical music lessons when we were really young.
Yeah, all of us are classically trained.
And then we also, you know, I don't know, it's just been a part of our life always, and so it's just like a natural thing that you want to do because of that. And I think there's, I don't know, I can't speak for everyone, but I feel like at least us, we have just a strong desire to create and put stuff out in the world. It's kind of like you want to leave something behind for when you leave this world that you felt like you made your little dent, mm-hmm. your little splash in the ocean, you know. Trial and error. I don't think
we ever set arrived. Out to do that intentionally.
I don't think we've arrived even. I think the Shrink the Giant sound is defined by creativity first and foremost.
Exactly.
It's just about the process of let's do something that feels fresh. And it leads us into a lot of different territories. There's a lot of Shrink the Giant sounds. You know, if you've listened to our five singles, we released about five singles last year, as well as we have two full albums that were released about 10 years ago. But you'll see that every song is kind of a little bit different. There's some songs that are very synth driven. There's some songs that are very hard.
Yeah, wall of guitars.
That are wall of guitars rock. There are some songs that are orchestral, and you will see we're going to release a full third album hopefully later this year, and there are some orchestral pieces on that one.
We actually actively avoid trying to sound the same, and knowing that whatever our sound is will simply happen whether we like it or not.
Yeah. Shrink the Giant, I started the very first iteration of this band as a 15-year-old with some friends in high school, and we've gone through a bunch of different lineups, and I think if you look through our discography, you're going to hear different people reflected in the music. Our current lineup, the band that we've released our most recent music with and this next record, it's like very much a record of, for sure, my life, but all of us, it's this development of the Shrink the Giant sound has been at least 15 years in the making, and I hope it takes us the rest of our lives, honestly, to find that sound, because I think we're always going to be seeking for new sounds and new ways to be and new ways to create, because that's the joy of it for us. It's always in the search and the pursuit, and much less in, I think we're more a band that's more about asking questions than making statements.
We've very much been kind of like on this record that we're about to release, as well as the singles that we released last year. It was mostly a studio writing process. Mm-hmm. But I would say it always starts with somebody has an idea in their room, maybe driving. Stefania wrote a song on I-15.
Shower.
At some time. Yeah, it could be anywhere. But somebody has a songwriting idea and they develop it to a certain point. I personally like to develop it in like Logic Pro, where I just kind of, I take the idea, whether it was a drum idea, a guitar idea, and I just lay it out. I try to structure it, and then I take it as far as my ideas exist, and then I bring it to everybody else. And I think that's kind of how everybody else has done it. They've developed the idea until it feels like something, and then they bring it to everybody else.
Yeah, there's a certain maybe representative democracy to our songwriting process. The person who brings the initial bones will end up having kind of like the final say in the way the song gets shaped. But I think the wonderful thing about Shrink the Giant is we all respect each other's musicianship so much that, sometimes one of us will bring a song and we'll be very particular about all the parts and all of that. But oftentimes it's like we try not to throw anything out while we're writing together. So it's like, okay, we have a little bit of a structure. Morgan has an idea to add here. Sebastian has an idea to add here. Here's a scratch vocal melody from Jean Christian. And, you know, we just put everything down and we try not to shut it down while we're writing so that we can like, yeah, throw it all out on the table and then ultimately decide what fits, what stays, and what goes. But we try to serve the song ultimately versus our own like egos or like intentions. All the ways you try to feel alive, you'll be killing time. Oh baby, try to make it
last, it's already past. Being here feels fine. Yeah, ultimately we write very collaboratively. Somebody brings an idea always, though that differs in who brings the idea. And we generally create the song in the studio, part by part, bit by bit, and with a lot of iterations and a lot of time in between. There was one song, and it was the exception on our next album, that was written all in one day.
Yeah.
We were all together, and we were playing instruments in the same room. Yeah. That doesn't happen often for us in the writing process.
Yeah.
And I think we're open to changing the way we write. I think the studio way of writing was actually very helpful to kind of guide the vision of the song. But I think we also want to experiment in the future more where we just kind of get in a room. We do. Write together. I think there's different approaches to writing, and I think we're open to different ways of writing.
Yeah. I think if you always write a song the exact same way, you're missing out on opportunities to find things you wouldn't otherwise have discovered. So we do try to have variety not only in what we sound like, but in how we operate.
Mm-hmm. For me, I actually prefer the studio more than the stage. And I think it's partially just because live shows are a lot of work to put together. And, you know, it's not just showing up and playing the show, especially with our setup. We have a lot of instruments live. You know, usually we're 18 inputs around there. And so it takes a lot of rehearsal. It takes a lot of preparation. And then it also just takes a lot of hauling gear, setting it up, getting ready to play the show, sound checking and everything. To me, it's a lot of work. There's a lot of rewarding things about live shows. And I think I also appreciate it. But to me, the thing that I love more than anything is just creating new ideas. Just getting in the studio and messing with a synth sound until I'm like, wow, this is cool. And you know, like, or like writing a bass line or something that just grooves. And that to me is the most rewarding part of being in a band.
Jean Christian can spend 12-hour days
developing a sound.
Jean Christian can spend 12-hour days just going through like snare samples. And
it's a little bit of an exaggeration.
We all have different, yeah, we all have very different tastes and opinions. We all ultimately you have to do both things. You have to be playing shows and you have to be making digital music and content. And we like to go between the two, though everyone may have a slightly different inkling, and that might change month to month.
I think it's just like the studio for us is a playground, because we're not like, you know, we do our own production. So in the bedroom. So like we can spend as much time as we want in there and play and create. So that's where we play, create, have fun, explore. Live shows are the place that we share in a human setting, and there's something very unique and vibrant and energetic about that. So to me, they're such different processes that I don't know if I could even say which I like more, because they're just so different and they're both so wonderful.
Yeah, so what I love about acoustic shows or street performing, which we've done a lot of, is you can hear everything. It's very difficult to get an in-ear mix on an electric show often, and that changes the experience of playing. But I do really love, like, I really started to enjoy the band from street performing.
Yeah, we street performed all over the West Coast in what feels like a different lifetime, different iteration of the band. But that really kind of boosted our chops. That was our Hamburg, like what the Beatles did. So this new record that, again, hopefully we're releasing it later this year, we want to release it on vinyl for the fans before we put it on the internet, give people a real tangible experience with the album. It very much, this is how we found our new sound and found our footing as a band with this current lineup. And just like the band, the overall theme of the record is rebirth. And
I would put it as it's rebirth and everything that comes before.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's exploring a lot of themes of like life and death, and then also different phases of life. We, you know, for the day job, at least four of us make videos and, you know, work in commercial and film and stuff. And so visual storytelling is really important to us. So that's another element of this record. Each song, each single we released last year had a music video and like a moment with like colors and design and characters basically that went along with it. And it's been really rewarding to shape these visual worlds in these music videos with each song, but it's all been with kind of a master plan in mind of how these individual, seemingly very separate, unique pieces fit into this larger whole of the next album, which we're really excited to share.
Well, I think the whole album is a very broad concept. It's, like you said, it's life and death and everything that fits in between, and how there are like cycles of life and death within life, whereas you'll have cycles of relationships where you will, you know, get to know a person and then maybe it dies away and then it leaves room for a new relationship to bloom and blossom. And then also kind of just like from a societal trend, you see the rise and falls of empires. You see on a biological sense that process of life and death, and then the death leaves room for new life to emerge. And the different songs seemingly have some variety in subject matter, but they're all kind of centered around that guiding principle of that life and death cycle that we experience in different ways throughout our lives.
Yeah, again, as storytellers, I think at our core, our previous two albums that we did, you know, made when I was a lot younger, we were all a lot younger, we really were intentional about making sure the record order was a journey, so people could kind of go on this hero's journey of, like, the rise and the fall. And I think this album that we've created here, that it follows that trend of it's a journey and it's an experience. You know, it's the kind of thing that you, once you pull that album out and you set it down, you put the needle on it, I want people to put their headphones on and just, like, drift away and have an experience. And yeah, the storytelling within a song, like, there's going to be some songs that are so personal and so vulnerable and honest, like, coming from personal experience, but then there are other songs where I'm writing from a character perspective, or we're writing with greater ideas in mind. So it's been such a joyful process creating this album, and I'm just as soon as we get all the pieces together, I can't wait to share it. I think the fans have spoken for this. You know, we all have songs that we love that we've written for different reasons, but I think we all really respond to what our fans respond to. And the song that has gotten the greatest response overall is We're Both Idiots. This song is, I would say it's a sardonic commentary on just the bitterness that happens at the end of a relationship where you both feel like you were wronged and you want to make it right somehow, but neither one of you is willing to really come to terms. And I think the other reason that this song, I think those themes are very relevant and relatable, but I think the other reason this song has hit for people is because of the music video and the visuals that we created with this song. We were so intentional with the characters, the world we built. You know, we did this ourselves. We called in favors from friends, and
I spent weeks doing choreography with my awesome dancer friend Whitney.
yeah, we started the ideation for the music video at least a year and a half before we filmed it, and if that tells you anything, it's just how thoughtful and intentional we've tried to be in the world building surrounding these songs. So yeah, I would say We're Both Idiots. That's the one that the fans have connected to, and I think we all connect to it really deeply for some reason.
We all love, you know, different things about different songs, and each song is special to us in a way. But yeah, we kind of have to let the fans speak for themselves in this one. Of the last five singles we released, like, We're Both Idiots has gotten, at this point, 380,000 streams on Spotify. And that's not nothing. That, you know, we've noticed. That's been pretty cool.
Yeah. You're about to hear We're Both Idiots from our upcoming album in its entirety. It was the 4th of December, you shut me out. Said it was hard to remember, I needed you around. You got a wandering eye, yeah. I got a heart in mind, yeah. You gotta know by now. I told you every single day. You never loved me the right way. I couldn't ever make you stay. You're wrong, I'm right. Your fault, our fight. You're wrong, I'm right.
feeling blue. Said you needed what you took, yeah. Nodded your head when I shook, yeah. Wish I knew how to read your mind. Become the Terminator. I've been all over this town. I said I'll see you later. I've been accustomed to your indecision. Rolled eyes at your circular inquisition. Wrapped up in the chains of cynicism. Say why do you love me and lie to me? Hey, how can't you love me and lie to me?
Place to find us online is shrinkthegiant.com. That is the hub for all things. You'll be able to connect with all of our social media through there. It's at shrinkthegiant on most platforms. You can also sign up for our email list. We will only email you with the most relevant updates, basically single releases, album releases, and exclusive merch. So go ahead and go to shrinkthegiant.com to sign up for the email list. And I would say we're focused right now on our next single releases. We try to release a visual music video with each one, and so
we currently have some more music videos in the works for a few more singles before dropping the album.
Yeah, so just join us on the journey to stay updated with the releases, and we'll also announce shows both on the website and through our social media from there.
If you enjoyed this episode of Sound Waves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy any place cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Sound Waves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.